In God we trust. The Evolutionary Landscape of Religion by Scott Atran. Evolutionary and psychological inquiries into the origins of religion are hardly new. What is new is the recent convergence of evolutionary biology and cognitive psychology with its alluring promise of novel solutions to age-old problems of human and perhaps cosmic nature. The general idea is that the brains and minds of the human species were naturally selected over millions of years of biological and cognitive evolution to deal with important and recurrent problems in the ancestral past, such as finding mates, protecting offspring, fleeing predators, and pursuing prey. Circumstances have surely changed since the Pleistocene, and many of today's problems are far different from those faced by our hominid forebears. But the biological and cognitive structures that make human life possible on Earth seem to have changed little or not at all, at least since our descent from some mitochondrial Eve who punctuated the African savanna over 100,000 years ago. Evolutionary psychology is still in its infancy, it's not yet the new scientific paradigm some love and others hate. Some find the idea of Stone Age minds for a space age world bold and irreverent. Others find it false and demeaning. Many find it ridiculous. As the field stands now, all may garner uncertain support for their position. This new field surely will not solve all of the problems its fervent supporters say it will, but neither will it face the massive roadblocks to understanding that its unrelenting detractors see at every turn. At present, the field is a promissory note, much as Darwin's theory was at its beginning. Little by little, biologists were able to deliver on Darwin's promises. This process has speeded up considerably, almost irreversibly, thanks to access at the molecular level. Oh, so many big words. There is still a long way to go. Through recent advances in cognitive science, evolutionary psychologists gained entrance to mental structure and so potentially to the brain's evolved neural architecture. It has an even longer way ahead. Much less is currently known about how the mind-brain works than how body cells function. Perhaps, in the end, evolutionary psychology's interpretations of complex mental designs as telltale signs of ancient environments will prove no truer than phrenology's readings of bumps and other conformations of the skull as indications of mental faculties and character. Phrenology was very serious and a hotly debated discipline a century ago. Then again, perhaps not, which makes the effort worthwhile. Religion is a hard test for this gambit. Sincere expressions of belief in supernatural agents, sacred rites, and other aspects of devout faith and practice seems to vary as much as anything possible can in human imagination. And it isn't easy to see what biological advantages or ecological functions, bodily spirits, or costly sacrifices may have afforded Sumerian ancestors in Palestinian scrub. What follows is an attempt to show that in all cultures, supernatural agents behave and secret rites are performed in ways predictable under evolved cognitive, inferential, and emotional constraints. This implies some humbling truth about our kind, in the limits of our reason, the chaos behind moral choice, and the fatality of our anxieties and passions. Oh, big words.